Chapter 10, Life is Short. Call it gaining wisdom, but the older I've gotten, the more I've realized that life truly is short. Yes, everybody dies, but you certainly don't want to be one of the people who die without ever having truly lived. You don't want to be one of the people who dies with the regret of having not done something, not taking a chance. You don't want to be the one who doesn't jump and try to fly and then lives to regret that failure. I mean, failure is never fatal. Consider the words of author J.K. Rowling. It is impossible to live without failing at something unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you have failed by default. Wow, that's powerful. It is now time for you to take a deep breath and take a chance. You were not designed for mediocrity. None of us are. So now is the time to determine what dream is grabbing you. Have the courage to embrace that dream and do not let it slip through your fingers and become the thing you regret. It's time to put a stop to the kind of thinking and kind of working toward building your dream business. It's time to go all in and place a big bet on yourself to win big. I sometimes wonder what holds some entrepreneurs back from even attending my Dream Business Academy or similar events. I wonder why they're stuck placing small bets and kind of pursuing their dreams. I talk to a lot of business owners who are on the fence about attending. I know the incredible curriculum that we offer at Dream Business Academy, and I say we because I always invite incredible guest speakers to share their own expertise about a wealth of topics that are important to every business owner, from a crazy effective marketing strategies and my million-dollar platform to dealing with human resource issues and even accounting tactics to reduce tax liability. We cover it all. I mean, it really is packed with the best possible information that every entrepreneur needs to grow their business to levels that they thought would be impossible. So when I talk to business owners who are on the fence and not jumping at the chance, despite the really incredible itinerary that will absolutely help them grow their business and explode their profits, I know it's like the thorn in the lion's paw that is not quite deep enough to cause discomfort and pain for that person to make a change. Maybe you currently have a business that is paying the bills, but it's not doing great as you hoped or as you could imagine it could. If you are not in enough pain or not frustrated enough by slow to no growth, I understand that you may not want to invest in an event like Dream Business Academy and its associated costs, including the investment of your time. I get that. I was there at one time. You're not sure it's going to pay off and deliver the ROI that you want. I get that too. However, I'll caution you to again avoid short-term thinking, short-term ROI, and worrying about how quickly will you recoup your investment. If that's your thinking, you are failing to just say yes to creating your dream business, the one that will support your dream lifestyle. No matter what your business may be, whether it's product or service-based, I assure you the foundation is one of relationships. The things that you will learn at Dream Business Academy, once implemented, will definitely grow your business. However, that growth is like relationship building. It will take some time. Will I tell you that your ROI and your Dream Business Academy investment will pay off a week after you get back? No, absolutely not. And it's ridiculous to think that's even a possibility because it's really small bet, short-term thinking and microwave mentality. If the thorn in your paw isn't deep enough and you are happy with just getting by, that is your choice. And I do wish you all the success in the world, truly. However, I also believe that a particular mindset that you are setting yourself up for, the regret that comes with failing to take action, for the regret that comes with failing to give it a try, and for the regret that comes with failing to embrace your dream. I say this with 100% assurance, and in no uncertain terms, no one will ever convince me otherwise. Regret tastes like crap. Regret tastes like crap, folks. I don't want you to have regrets when it comes to building the business of your dreams. Don't look back a year from now, 10 years from now, or near the end of your life, and with that awful taste of regret. The only way to avoid that is to just say yes, to decide that you want to enjoy the sweet taste of victory. Instead, and take the right action right now. No matter how long or how short your life might be, don't waste it by living too cautiously and not exposing yourself to the potential for failure. Every failure has the potential to lead to great, great things. Don't fail by default because you stood on the cliff and never jumped. Bet big on yourself. Take the leap. You won't regret it.